The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it. The Business on RTE Radio 1 is sponsored by AIB. At AIB, we back brave.
Welcome back. You can contact us by text to 51551, by phone to 1850 715 150, email thebusiness@rte.ie or tweet to @thebusinessRTE. Now imagine this scenario. Your ex-wife and mother of your 8-year-old son goes missing. You think she may have been imprisoned or killed by the state, but 4 years later she calls you out of the blue with some startling advice. That is what happened to Desmond Shum, a former Chinese businessman and the author of the book Red Roulette. Now based in the UK, his ex-wife called him on the eve of publication of his book, which deals with state corruption in China, and asked him to cancel the book launch. We caught up with him earlier, and I first asked him why he wanted to write the book.
I want to show people who actually own China, how politics operate and how business gets done and how politics and business interact with each other.
So how shocked were you to have your wife down the phone, your former wife down the phone talking to you? I mean, it must have been a real surprise, was it?
My jaw dropped to the floor.
Did she convey to you that there could be consequences for her if you don't stop the publication of the book?
It's very difficult communicating with her because I don't know. I mean, obviously, the line will be taped and listened into. And so I don't know whether what she's telling me is her handler telling me through her, or what she's telling me is what she believes her handler would like to hear, because she told me she was on temporary release and then they can snatch her back at any time. And then she raised questions, say, what would happen to our son if something happened to you? And then she followed up with that question, say, how will you feel if something happened to our son if I don't stop the book launch? I would take that as threat.
Are you worried? Are you fearful that there might be consequences for you?
I'm definitely worried, but as I look at it, a party state that can take a woman, throw into the black cell, and throw away the key for 4 years is capable of all evils. Many things can happen. And I'm sure I'm a marked man to the party state of China for the rest of my life.
And did Duan get a chance to talk to her son after 4 years? That must have been quite emotional for both of them.
I would say it is very moving. I mean, she asked, and she was crying. She asked, how tall is he now? She asked, what's his weight? You know, how he's doing in school? You know, the regular things you would say a mom would know, you know, without asking. But, obviously that is not the case in our case.
How is your son coping with all of this?
I think he's bewildered because when his mom first called, I wake him up. It was 6 o'clock in the morning, and I wake him up in the middle of his sleep. He was looking at me. It's like, it doesn't sound like the voice of my mom as I remembered it, because he hasn't heard from her since he was 4 years ago. And then he asked me the question the other day, is she always do video call with me so she can see me. Why she's not doing video call? I think the reason was she probably in a very distressed situation. She doesn't want the son to see her in that state.
In the book, you describe the opening up of China and the Chinese economy to capitalism, to business, the growth in the economy, and yourself and your wife and your business interests were part of that process. And then when the current leader, Xi Jinping, came into power, there was a change. And he has expressed publicly his concerns about corruption and that he wants to do away with the corruption that was there before. But who's in charge now?
Well, he's definitely the paramount leader. I mean, he already changed the constitution to make himself the chairman of the party and the president of China for life. So he is definitely in charge. But I do have to say, the regime becomes the more ruthless under Xi Jinping. And a lot of freedom are being dialed back. Obviously, we can see that's what he's doing to Hong Kong. But we have to remember, it is the existence of this Leninist party state that enable him to do all what he's doing right now. And that party state, Leninist party state, is always there.
If you look at Xi Jinping and his background and his family background, he would trace his family background back to the original founders behind the revolution. Is that right. Something that's a factor in the tone of this new regime?
I think it is a it's a factor in many cases in terms of Xi Jinping, and in particular in terms of China. We call them red aristocrats, the story of the red aristocrats. They are the real owner of China. Xi Jinping, you know, this quote-unquote anti-corruption tribe, never turn on those people. They own China. If you look at the centennial celebration of the Communist Party just a month ago, there were 7 busload of this offsprings. Some are second of the founders of the revolution. Those are the people that really owns China.
And you describe them as a red aristocracy because of their family connections to the original revolution.
Yes. And first of all, it's because their bloodline, and it goes by bloodline. And the second thing, it means they think differently, they live differently, they operate differently. They go to their special schools they go to. Their food supply is unique to them. And their relatives are populated at the senior official posts throughout the system. And there is a web of a network each one of them has. And that web come to facilitate them and protect them. And they profit from the operation of that web.
So Desmond, the book has been published and it's received wide publicity. What happens now, do you think, in relation to Duan? What does the future hold for her?
It's very difficult to say. I mean, you know, to see her and hear that she's already out, and to my knowledge, until now, she's still out. I think if we can bring more spotlight to her situation, it's better for her. We do the best we can.
Desmond Shum there, author of Red Roulette.